Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hour number two of the program here. Put them up. Full four today. Chris Thomas with you until 6 o'clock. Man, what a great way to start the college football season. This game is on fuego. 21-all, Georgia Tech, Florida State in Ireland. About a minute left. Let's see. Can the Jackets pull off the stunner? They were 10.5-point dogs going into this one, and we shall see. I think everybody was sleeping on Tech a little bit and overrating the Noles at the same time. Our very own Mike Bell is in attendance. I'm sure he is thoroughly enjoying this. Not because he's a huge Noles fan. So to go all the imagine spending all that money going all the way out there to Dublin to watch your team lose to an unranked Georgia Tech team that you were initially favored by 13.5 points. Yikes.
You know, Mike Bell is the biggest Florida State, I went there for one semester, maybe a semester and a half fan that I've ever seen in my life. He went down there, partied for 6 months, flunked out of school, and has never forgotten his Florida State love.
Yeah, man. He put 4 years worth of partying into
a semester
three and a half months. Yeah. That's exactly what it came down to. All right, before I let you hear from Justin Simmons and Matt Judon, what they had to say for the Falcons as they spoke for the first time, I need to ask you a question. And I put up a poll at C Thomas Radio because tonight I am attending a themed party. And I can't say I've attended many of those in recent years. I mean, obviously, Christmas, Halloween, those don't count. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about it's somebody's birthday or somebody's anniversary or celebrating a work promotion, and you decide to have your friends over with the caveat of we are doing a blank-themed party. Let me ask you this, E. When was the last time you participated in a themed party, and how do you feel about themed parties?
Depends on what the theme is. Toga parties, I'm cool with it.
Toga.
70s parties, I'm cool with it. I'm even cool with, you know, I don't know, maybe how, I can't think of nothing else, but
Star Wars?
Yeah, yes, there you go. I can live with that, you know. But I'm real interested to hear what kind you got invited to.
Well, here's the thing. It is the best friend of the lovely young woman that I am seeing. So I have to show up with a smile on my face.
Mm-hmm.
It is a this is so funny to say.
Can it be? Is it FCC?
Yeah. Quite the opposite of what you're thinking, as a matter of fact.
Okay, I was about to say.
Sailor Moon, the cartoon anime show about all the different, planets that are represented by the female superhero characters. So there's Sailor Moon, there's Sailor Jupiter, there's Sailor Venus. Are you familiar with this show?
Not at all.
Okay.
And my question to you is, what does a man dress up as?
There are male characters in the show.
Okay.
But the protagonists of the show, for anyone out there who doesn't know what Sailor Moon is, I will say this, though, E. The outfits?
Cool.
A little more than cool. So it will be easy on the eyes for your boy tonight, because...
Listen to me. I'm going to give you three key words to make and keep a relationship okay. Look for change.
Look for change.
Mm-hmm.
Do explain, my friend.
So if you see something cross by and it's easy to look at and your girl's peeking to see what you're doing, look for change. That means look down.
Oh.
Find yourself, oh, look, there's a quarter.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Oh, look, nickel.
You mean literally look for change.
Look for change.
Got it.
Look for change.
Well,
oh, babe, I found a quarter.
Well, this is new enough that that's not going to be an issue. I'm still doing just fine in that department. But, so I want to know what you guys think. Themed parties, no matter what it is, costume party, toga party, like what I'm doing tonight, like your favorite show from when you were a kid dressing up, 90s themed party. I did this was actually really fun. I did a 90s themed bar crawl in your home, Maryland.
Okay.
In D.C. I know you're from Baltimore.
Right.
D.C.
The DMV. I got you.
Yeah, yeah. This was like maybe a year or two out of college. My buddy who was living there at the time, working at the university, knew this party promoter. And he hooked us up with like VIP access and all this stuff. I think we made it till about 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock, started at like noon, and my buddy fell asleep in a bush. I gave the wrong Uber directions to our Uber driver home, so that was fun and expensive, and everyone was mad at me because I was drunk and gave the wrong direction. I didn't know where I was! I was in Maryland, and my buddy was passed out in the back seat, but it was fun. So what do you think about themed parties? Text line is 404-726-0929, as well as hit me up on Twitter at C Thomas Radio. Getting a bunch of votes already coming in. What do you think of themed parties? Are you in or are you out? All right, with that said, let's hear a couple of things from Justin Simmons and Matt Judon, because the guys spoke for the first time this week, and I have not had a chance yet to react to what they have to say about coming to the A. So the first thing... Justin Simmons talked about that all infamous now that will live in Falcons legend and lore forever, that recruiting dinner that got him to the A.
Chops is what sold it, honestly. no, I'm joking. So Grady, AJ, and Jesse were the players there. Obviously, Coach Ra and Coach Ra was there. Terry was there. And so, man, it was just a great dinner. I'm familiar with Coach Ra and the defense that he runs. And so, a lot of it was kind of talking X's and O's, just philosophy, vision, big things like that. And then really just getting a feel for the culture and the guys there. Obviously, Jesse being acquired, from Cincy, and then Grady playing his career here. AJ obviously being a cornerstone in the organization. And so just getting a feel from those guys, like, from the transition from their old head coach to Coach Ra, what's the feel? How's the culture? What do you guys like? What do you guys dislike? Those types of questions. And, man, it was a great dinner. And I know everyone saw that clip of Grady on Good Morning Football talking about, the car and this is how they treat you in Atlanta. That did happen. So I will admit that did happen. But I'm super excited to be here. This is what we were waiting for, an opportunity like this. And I can't wait to for this thing to get rolling.
Here's what's most important about that clip. This dude is not just some regular football player. This dude is one of the best at what he does in the entire NFL. Justin Simmons, if you're not familiar with his work, is a top five safety in the NFL.
You know what's crazy, Turtle? When that news story broke, I did a what was he doing unsigned type?
I don't know.
You know, and I know all offseason long, we talked about cornerback number two, cornerback number two. We never talked about safety, even though we know there was a safety battle. Besides Bates, we were happy with a couple guys we had. But when Helms went down, we all went in panic. We were like, man, what are we going to do with safety? How he was sitting home, not signed, I'm like, that was completely shocked to me. I'm not going to say I sat here like a GM on Monday morning looking at the available players list, but I was like, really, this dude wasn't in camp already? Crazy.
No, it absolutely was. All right. By the way, we interrupt this regularly scheduled Falcons talk to bring you some exciting news out of Dublin, Ireland. Your Georgia Tech Ramblin' Wreck, the Yellow Jackets, walk it off on a fourth quarter at the buzzer field goal to take the game over Florida State 24-21.
And the storyline is the third and long play that got them in field goal range. They were out of field goal range with a third and 18 or 19 and ripped off a 15-yard run to get back into field goal range and bring it home. Great trip. Great bravo to the Jackets.
What a job by Brent Key getting his team ready. Yeah. My question with Carl Dukes all day yesterday was, can they survive? Are they physical enough up front on both sides of the line? Because that FSU defense is no joke, despite what just happened today. Mm-hmm. And the Georgia Tech offensive line, that's Brent Key's special. But the recruiting, and this was my argument, E, the recruiting difference over the last 20 years between where Florida State, Clemson, North Carolina has been in the ACC, Miami, versus where Georgia Tech is, they're just a notch below.
Yep.
So how much did Georgia Tech close the gap?
A lot.
You just saw.
A lot.
You just saw there. Mm-hmm. So now, you know what? Sky's the limit now for this team. They just knocked off the number 10 team in the country.
Yeah.
And that's no joke.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk more about that in the producer's six-pack, sir. Let's get back to those Falcons.
Yeah. Got another minute or so left here in the segment. 404-726-0929. Again, Georgia Tech goes out to Ireland, travels, and they come home 24-21 winners over FSU. Mike Bell is crying in his beer right now. It is an absolute madhouse right now in Dublin, Ireland. The fans are going crazy. Haynes King, Brent Key, congratulations to everybody. I'm sure Coach will be on the station at some point this week to recap that amazing victory. All right, let's get out of here with one more from Justin Simmons. The tone from the players about that famous dinner. This one's also very interesting. We're going to do this even if you're not here, bro.
Chops is what sold it, honestly. no. It was almost like with or without you, we're gonna get this thing done type of thing, right? And you know, Jesse said it, like, we're building something special, so hop on. And you know, I wanna be a part of that. And I know, you know, take all the other stuff out of it. Like, man, I know it's a 1 year thing, at least for now. But like, you're gonna get my best for this year, and I'm all in as if this was like a, you know, I'm a rookie coming in for, you know, 4 years, 5 years, whatever it is, man. Like, I'm all in because I could tell the guys here are all in. So it's easy to buy into the players, the coaches, the culture. Like I said, top to bottom, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I'm literally giving you exactly what I heard at the dinner. And it was, you feel the energy. And like I said, you guys know these guys better than I do. Well, you felt the energy at the dinner, and you're looking at them in the eyes and having that conversation. You know it's right in your heart. And, you know, you pray over it, and you're like, yeah, this is the right decision. And so, man, I'm so thankful, you know, just for the opportunity to at least, you know, give that a shot because I believe in it.
Love it, love it, love it. We shall see. Now the only thing left to do, preseason's over, go out and TCB against Pittsburgh in week one. All right, when we get back, perfect timing. Our buddy Joe DeLeon from the Believe Network, college and pro analyst, I'll ask him point blank, what does this win for Georgia Tech do, not only for their program, but for the ACC? Is Florida State done with one loss? Can they survive this? We'll find out. Again, if you just missed it, a walk-off field goal as the buzzer expired for Georgia Tech. They win 24-21 in Dublin over FSU. A great day for the city of Atlanta and Brent Key, his staff, and his program. Joe DeLeon's up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Your Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets take down the Florida State Seminoles in Dublin in dramatic fashion. A buzzer-beating walk-off kickoff as field goal as time expired, and Georgia Tech beats Florida State 24-21. Let's see what our next guest has to think about that and all things college and pro ball as we welcome in Joe DeLeon of the Believe Podcast Network. Joe, I'm tongue-tied, as you can hear, because of this dramatic walk-off by our Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets here. What'd you make of this one?
Yeah, first of all, I've been very wrong, and I'm always going to admit when I'm wrong. I was very wrong about Brent Key and the way that he's building this team. They were tough. They were very physical. They were punching Florida State in the mouth. The way that they were able to have so much success running the ball at the middle is very impressive. I don't know for certain how this year's going to pan. It's just such a tough schedule, but they're going to finish better than I originally anticipated. But I will say this, man, that is super concerning for Florida State on every level. I saw a team that didn't have any receivers that really flashed for me that could make big plays, that could be called upon. DJU was extremely erratic with his passing, his consistency, his accuracy. He was able to be strong on that final drive where he was able to connect with a bunch of guys over the middle. But, man, he was brutal early on in the game when they needed him to step up to the plate. But more importantly, the interior of their defensive line was Swiss cheese. They got ran all over. Their linebackers were late to react and to make plays. I am very worried, if I'm a Florida State fan, on how they're going to play the rest of the season. I don't think that they're going to completely crumble, but they are not good enough to beat Miami and to be back in the ACC championship conversation.
So based off of what you just saw, is it Clemson and Miami's division to lose? Conference?
I would say that Clemson, I need to see them play first, because there's a really good chance that Clemson could look as weak as Florida State did for some similar reasons. Clemson feels like the next most likely. I would actually put Virginia Tech in that conversation now. I really think that Virginia Tech is a sleeper. I think that their defensive line is going to punch a lot of people in the mouth. And Kyron Drones, that receiving core, is super underrated. But I keep coming back to this, and I've been saying this the whole offseason. This is now Miami's conference to lose. They have to take advantage of this opportunity. And I think that when they square up with Florida State, it's been proven to us today that DJU just is not the type of guy that when the game is on the line and he needs to build momentum for his offense, that he is going to be able to get his team back into the game and help facilitate and build momentum. So I really think that Miami is getting a huge stock up after this game before they've even stepped onto the field.
Talking with our buddy Joe DeLeon of the Believe Podcast Network, college and pro analyst. All right, so now that we just got our first upset, first little sample size here, Joe, what do you believe the margin of error for these major conferences to be?
Yeah, I think that, well, this is a really interesting way to look at this perspective. The first game of the season, we're graced with this unexpected upset. And I wouldn't classify it as like a crazy, huge, lopsided upset, but to the point of a team that was unranked beating a championship contender, I think where the margin of error is going to come into play is for those second and third teams for most of these conferences. Even for the SEC and the Big Ten, you can't have your third best team having losses to unranked opponents. Georgia Tech could finish ranked by the end of the year, but if you're a team like Penn State, if you finish 10-2 and you have a loss to a random unranked Big Ten team on your resume, you shouldn't be getting into the playoff, and I don't think that a team like that will. In the SEC, a team like Mizzou, maybe they suffer a weak loss. Those things are going to come into the conversation. I really think that this year there's potential for a lot of ACC teams to make it in, a lot of Big Ten teams, and maybe even some more Big 12 teams than projected.
We are all eyes now on Georgia and Clemson week one. Any reason to believe that they are not the 12-13-point favorite that they are tabbed to be?
Man, I don't know what to believe anymore after this game today. I really want to stay super locked in on my prediction for that Georgia Tech Clemson game. Things can get proven wrong with big spreads, apparently, but I'm still sticking with a huge amount of separation between the talent for Georgia and for Clemson at some key positions. Florida State coming into this game had question marks, and those question marks were answered pretty negatively. But I know what Georgia is offensively. I can trust Carson Beck. I know how he's going to handle situations going up against good defensive lines and good defenses like the one he's going to see against Clemson. But where the separation is going to be, I don't think that Clemson, if they go down by 10 points, is explosive enough on offense to quickly climb themselves back into a game. I think there's a possibility that they could keep it within 14, but Georgia, this feels like a splattering like they had 2 years ago in the Mercedes-Benz Dome when they played Oregon. I think this game could play out very, very similarly.
A lot of talk about Oregon today. Nice segue into my next question as we're talking with our buddy Joe DeLeon. A couple of big shots on ESPN today picked Oregon to win it all. Are you on that train?
I'm not in the win it all train because of the massive hurdle that they have in their way, which is Ohio State. I think if Ohio State was as good as they were last year, the conversation would be completely opened up. But they bring back so much talent, especially defensively. And I think in that head-to-head matchup, playing during the regular season, I think that Ohio State's going to win it on the road. And I think if they end up rematching in the Big Ten championship game, it's too much on Ryan Day's shoulders for him to not pull out that victory in the Big Ten championship game. I think that Ohio State is phenomenal. When you're a two-loss team, you're going to be good enough, and Oregon's going to be good enough to go on a playoff run. I think they're going to be tremendous this year. But I think that some of those losses that they suffer and some of their weaknesses that show up on film for teams to prepare for are going to eventually catch up to them. We just have to look at it in the scope of, can they beat Ohio State a third time after losing twice, which Oregon couldn't do last year when they faced Washington two times? And are they good enough to beat Georgia? And I do not think that they're good enough just yet. They're almost there to compete with a team like Georgia, maybe 4 or 5 years away, but they are not there just yet to beat a team like Georgia.
Where are you on Alabama right now? Because everything I'm hearing and reading out of Tuscaloosa is that although it's different, Kalen DeBoer's doing just all right.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for Alabama that's been really surprising and super positive is the early recruiting impacts that he's had. Everybody, including myself, I wasn't so much doubting, but wanted to at least see what he could do, and my questions have been answered pretty quickly. But there were some aggressive doubters that were saying, this guy's not from the South. He's not going to know how to recruit the South. His coaching staff doesn't have enough guys who know how to recruit the South. He's going to struggle in recruiting. But they have one of the best, depending on what site you go to, one of the best recruiting classes in the country. And Keelan Russell is the, you know, the real prize at the top of that, the quarterback recruit that they flipped from SMU that was bumped up to a 5-star. But the thing that I'm super optimistic about is that you've got a team that most of the starters were recruited by Nick Saban. The depth is pretty depleted because a lot of kids left in the portal, but the starters, most of them were recruited by Saban, and you get a brilliant in-game decision maker with Kalen DeBoer to orchestrate things. I'm super excited for Jalen Milroe. I see the way that he progressed and helped a struggling decision maker in Michael Penix that had supreme traits to help him develop as quickly as he did at Washington and be a Heisman contender. I think that there is no doubt that Jalen Milroe is at least going to be in the conversation by the end of the year.
Does Ohio State have enough in the wide receiver room to replace what they've lost over the last couple of years?
Oh, absolutely. If there's one thing that I will never worry about, it is Ohio State not having enough receiver talent. It's kind of like with Notre Dame, where Notre Dame puts out two tackles to the NFL, but you know they're just lining up high 4-stars and 5-star kids that go on to be first-round picks in the future to step right in. And Ohio State has that in bunches. Carnell Tate is somebody who I'm excited to see that was a freshman last year. They got some run, which it takes a lot for an Ohio State receiver as a true freshman to get onto the field. Emeka Ebuka, we forget about him. He's going to be potentially a first-round pick this year. I think it's likely he'll be a first-round pick. He's one of the best after-the-catch shifty receivers in the country, and he was banged up most of last year. Even when he was on the field, his production diminished because of him not being fully healthy. He looked great in the spring game, being back to seemingly full strength. I'm excited, though, also for Jeremiah Smith. I think that true freshman, Jeremiah Smith, is an unreal athlete. Not saying he's going to go for 1,000 yards and have a ridiculous record-breaking season, but the fact that you've got a kid like that in your room and he's as young as he is and he's having the level of impact that's being touted during camp, he is going to really be a star in the near future for them. But no, I'm not worried. I think that if anything, that might be one of their biggest offensive strengths to go along with the experience that they have at offensive line and how dynamic the running back room is.
Yeah, it's crazy considering the guys that have hit the NFL the last couple of years and they just keep turning it over there. All right, who is your Heisman preseason vote going to right now? I think this is one of those years where you have a couple of really good candidates like a Carson Beck or Quinn Ewers, but maybe not that one guy that was a lock like in years past.
Yeah, that's why I keep trying to pull a deeper name further down on lists. And he's been a bit of a riser in terms of Heisman odds, but I keep coming back to Cam Ward. I look at a guy who has first round traits, big arm, who has gaudy production. He had some gaudy production when he was an FCS quarterback and everything was going well for him. He steps into an offense with Jacoby George, Xavier Restrepo, a really good run game with Damian Martinez, who's one of the best running backs in the country, who almost feels like he was underserved in the coverage he received because he was playing at Oregon State. I think that that offense is going to be phenomenal. I really think that Miami is good enough to go as good as 11-1 this year. If they're 11-1, that means they win the ACC. They're going to be the 3 seed. They are going to be one of the best teams in the country this year. And if they're that good, it falls partially on the shoulders of Cam Ward. And we know that the media ourselves love to promote stories and guys that are the best players on the best teams. And if they are charging forward and he's got 30-plus passing touchdowns and some good rushing production, he is going to win that award, and I think that he is a name to watch.
All right, Joe, before I let you go, which coach maybe at a big name school are you watching right now to be on the hot seat before the games are kicked off?
Yeah, the one that's the most obvious is Billy Napier. I feel like he's, and it's no hot take to say this, he's a sitting duck at this point. The schedule that he has is completely brutal. But I will say this, if we watch today in Brent Key, a coach who is dealing with an insanely hard schedule and not backing down. And if Billy Napier can prepare his team for some of these difficult matchups to at least put up a fight for them to finish 6-6, 7-5, maybe that buys him some time. But Billy Napier is easily the first one that comes to mind just because of the daunting schedule and the lack of success on the field and some of the deficiencies in recruiting that have happened recently, that he is the most likely candidate to get let go.
Along that same vein, any chance Colorado gets sick of Deion's you-know-what and kicks him out?
I think for all the antics, especially recently with him revoking access to a reporter, I thought that was brutally inappropriate. No matter how critical somebody's going to be of you, you really shouldn't be doing that if you're a coach. He still has a right to cover the team, and it's of his responsibility to do so. Outside of that, though, the amount of exposure Colorado's received and the amount of admissions increases that they've had, he is invaluable to that university. They could go 4-8, 5-7 this year and be pretty bad, and I think they're going to give him a ridiculous amount of leeway because of how brand. As long as people are talking about them, good exposure is, any exposure is good exposure for that university. Right now that they're becoming a nationally talked about school and not just somewhere in the state of Colorado, I don't think that there will be any point where they decide to move on from them. It would really take like a series of some significant issues there for them to maybe decide to get rid of them.
Joe, appreciate the time. As always, enjoy the rest of the games this weekend. It is finally here.
Of course. Thanks for having me, as always.
All right. That is our buddy Joe DeLeon of the Believe Podcast Network. Feels good, Tech fans, doesn't it? I mean, the rest of the day is yours. Enjoy it. I mean, rest of the weekend, probably. You're going to be leading SportsCenter, going to be having the guests on everywhere, this radio station included. Hey, if you're a Tech fan and you just want to call and just commiserate about how awesome that just was, feel free, 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. If you're a Tech fan and you just want to pound your chest a little bit about how your team just did, I'm here to take those calls. Why not? You don't get days like this very often, 404-726-0929, and hopefully you'll be getting a lot more of them in the near future. But when we get back, you know what time it is. Come on. If I'm on the air with you and it's Saturday, you know that we're doing a producer six-pack. 4 sports questions and 2 lifestyle questions with producer E. That's coming up next. And also, if you have a thought on your Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, call me up, 404-726-0929. How we feeling, Tech fans? 404-726-0929. I see a bunch of the Yellow Jackets want to call in and weigh in on the 24-21 victory over the Florida State Seminoles out in Dublin. For those of you wondering, we did get a text from Mike Bell, literally with his hat in his hands, taking a lengthy, dark sip of a Guinness after that crushing loss out there in Ireland. All right, we got a bunch of calls to get to. Georgia Tech, today's your day. As I said last segment, you're going to lead SportsCenter. You're going to be on the front page of every paper. It's all you today, so let me know how you're feeling. Starting off 1-0, 10.5-point dogs, and you win 24-21. Let's start with Wally in Monticello. Wally, what do you think?
What's up, brother? It was a great win, man. It was a great win, but, as a Tech fan, we'll take this. But we got to stay humble, man. We got to stay humble like our team and stay focused, because if we go to sleep, Georgia State can put it on us next week. So to grind week by week, and really excited today. Good day for Georgia Tech.
Well, Coach Key's not going to let that happen.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm optimistic about it, but, you know, then again, you know, we got to keep focused. But I think that's the strong point of this team is that these guys are focused, and you can see it in their eyes, not a lot of mistakes. That last play on third down almost cost us a little bit, but, you know, we regrouped and kept going on. So it was a good day for Georgia Tech and us fans, but stay humbled and hope we can enjoy more games like this.
Yeah, absolutely, Wally. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks for checking in. 404-726-0929. Again, how you feeling? What are your have your expectations changed for the season now for Georgia Tech after that win? There's no reason they shouldn't have. Listen, the ACC is not exactly, you know, Georgia and Alabama at the top. This is a very winnable conference this year. Brent is out in Covington. Brent, what do you think?
Big win, and all I got to say is I'm glad we got rid of that used car salesman a few years ago, and we've got a real coach now. And I think there's bigger and better things to come. We're probably a year or two out, though, but I'm happy with it. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, Brent, appreciate it, man. That's a good way to look at it. But I think you could even be a little bit more excited about the immediate future, right? I mean, who's to say? I mean, they got some tough games on their schedule. Notre Dame, Miami, Duke is not going to be a pushover with Malik Murphy. North Carolina, we'll see what they are this year, replacing Drake May. But they have some tough games. But after that performance, I mean, why not, right? Why not? All right, 404-726-0929. If you are a Tech fan and you want to weigh in, Producer E is here to take your calls. But right now, we got to get to a six-pack.
Time for the Producer Six-Pack on the other side of the glass.
Six questions.
Six questions.
Six chances to produce greatness.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, let's get this six-pack underway. Four sports questions, two life questions. You know how my man Turtle lets me do it. First up, well, I had this on my list. So I'm not going to change it. With a Georgia Tech win today, could they be a possible real ACC conference champion contender?
Yes. Why not? I mean, is Miami that good? Are
no,
they?
No, no. I don't think Miami's Crystal Baldy or whatever his name is, I think he's on hot seat.
Yeah, so, I don't know how good Miami's going to be. We'll let it play out for a couple weeks. Notre Dame's going to be a tough one.
Mm-hmm. At Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Did you know what that we're playing that one at the Benz?
Yeah, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's quote-unquote home game Saturday, October 19th. That'll be fun. Obviously, we know what's happening on November 29th. That's my birthday. So my birthday, I'll get to watch Georgia put up 50 on Tech. But
well, I don't know. Well, we'll see. We'll see. But this is the deal. They could go into that game either already, you know, into the ACC championship game, where if you're in the ACC championship game and you're predicting three teams from the ACC will make the playoffs, how can the winner and the runner-up not be in?
The only tough thing I would say is it's hard to envision them going into that Georgia game without two losses, because they would really need one loss to still be in contention, in my opinion.
So if they're a two-loss team, they got to win the ACC championship team. If they're a one-loss team and they're the ACC runner-up, they still have a good chance.
I don't know if they'll get there with three losses.
Right. Like I said, if they're a one-loss team,
yeah,
you lose to Georgia, now you have to win the ACC championship. If you're a one-loss team and you – well, if you're one loss,
if
yeah,
they're
like I said,
a one-loss team and they lose to Georgia,
you got to win the ACC championship. Yeah. You have to win.
But if they're a two-loss team and they lose to Georgia,
you still got to win the championship. You win the championship, you're in.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't know how close they'll be to getting there.
Right.
I don't know how the rest of the conference is going to play out. But listen, man, this is a great, great day to be a Georgia Tech fan. This is a statement win as big as.
It's the Brent Key regime. This is his biggest win.
Yeah.
This is his biggest win to date.
They had a great bowl season, and then they followed it up with this.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, man.
Yeah. He's got him on the way.
Today, our 92.9 The Game red and black switches to yellow and gold just for today.
Well, we'll see. Keep going. All right. Staying on the six-pack here, the sports part. You got your Yankees hat on. So I'm going to ask you a Yankees question, not about current players.
Okay.
But about Yankee memorabilia. Have you heard about the auction that is currently underway of Yankee memorabilia, one particular item in particular?
No, I have not.
All right. So the infamous Babe Ruth jersey of the home run
point. The shot call, yeah.
Yeah. is up for auction, and it is posed to go for the highest priced MLB auction piece of paraphernalia ever. They are predicting close to $7 or $8 million.
Wow.
For this jersey.
Holy crap.
Now, I know you don't. I know you got that bank, but you ain't got that kind of bank. But my question is this. What kind of – was there anything out there that you would say, this is something I want to, you know, come into the turtle man cave and be, hey, that's mine right there.
Yeah, I want a authentic signed Bernie Williams jersey.
51.
That's okay. My guy.
That's your guy.
That's my guy.
Okay.
So that's whenever I finally get my own man cave and can afford said purchase, that's what I'll – dude, you know what's unfortunate too?
What's that?
I had him in studio, booked, back in New York. I couldn't pull the trigger.
To ask him to sign it?
I couldn't be that guy.
Oh, come on.
You're... I know, but I have too much respect for the man. He was my childhood hero growing up, playing center field for the Yankees, win all those titles, batting in the middle of the lineup. I don't know. I couldn't pull the trigger. It's a regret.
You live to regret it.
It's a regret, but I couldn't pull the trigger.
All right, so I'll tell you what you do, okay? You catch him now. Now, I'm going to give you an insider's information. There is a small jazz club in Alpharetta. It's called the Velvet Note. And you know what Bernie does now that he's a retired.
Oh, yeah, he's a professional guitarist.
And he has been to the Velvet Note before. So if you go to the Velvet Note, I don't know when he'll come again, but he will come again. I'm on their web list. I get all their shows. If I see it pop up that Bernie Williams is in town, I'm going to put it to you. I know the owner. We'll get you in there. We'll get you signed. You got. I'm assuming you have the jersey somewhere.
I could pull a jersey.
Yeah. MLB.com. There you go. All right. There you go. But, yeah, Bernie Williams, he's a heck of a guitarist, too.
Yeah.
Very good.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's keep going. Give me a rookie QB not named Michael Penix Jr. that you expect out of this class to really set the NFL on fire.
I'm a Jaden Daniels guy. Have been since pre-draft, was banging the table for the Falcons to do everything they, obviously before they signed Cousins, to do everything that they could to trade up and get Jaden Daniels.
Don't think the curse of the Washington, whatever they call themselves this week, is not going to get him?
I mean, I will say this. What the hell are they doing trading Jahan Dotson to the Eagles? I don't understand that.
Did you see my questions here?
No,
did you see them?
No,
okay, well, that's coming up, brother. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll save my take on that. But, yeah, man, I just think Jaden Daniels is the real deal. I loved what he did in college. I know he's slight of frame, but we've seen enough guys now that are not 6'4", 250, you know, standing back there like statues that can do well in this league. I mean, the MVP is Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
He actually admitted to coming into camp lighter this year.
Yeah, he lost weight on purpose.
Because he didn't like playing bigger.
He wasn't fast enough, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, I'm a Jaden Daniels guy. I think Caleb Williams is going to be good. He's got a rocket. He's made some really impressive throws in preseason, but I'm a Jaden Daniels guy.
All right, we'll see what the Washington Commanders, see what Dan Quinn can do for his career. Hopefully Dan Quinn's second attempt at being a head coach goes a little better than his first. All right, one more. Well, yes, I was going to ask you, or I wanted your thoughts on the very rarely seen interdivision trade of a starting player. And I'm going to piggyback that with, if you could pick any player in the NFC South, just say, hey, I got a magic wand. I'm going to pick a single player from a single team in NFC South. What player would you want for the Falcons? Because obviously now you can trade players in the division. That's almost unheard of.
It's a really good question. Cam Jordan's too old. Alvin Kamara's shot.
We don't need a running back, bro.
Nope, don't need it. We don't need Mike Evans now because that's Drake London. That's repeat. I mean, you could always go for a guy like Chris Godwin. He could slide into any offense. Brian Burns is gone, so he's not there. I mean, maybe am I taking the big fella from Carolina? Derek Brown, who eats our lunch every single year.
Hey, well, you only can get one, bro.
Yeah, that might be the guy.
Right.
Obviously, we're not taking a quarterback. We don't need Antoine Winfield. We have the best safety room in the NFL.
If you've asked that question last week, it might have been a little different.
Yeah.
Huh?
You know who I think I might take?
Who you take?
J.C. Horn.
Defensive back, Carolina?
Yeah, the corner.
Okay.
Because if you have him and A.J., And now Jesse and Justin.
Four Pro Bowlers back
there.
Yeah, four Pro Bowlers.
That's a great
pool of any player you can pick from any roster in the NFC South.
That's what I think I'm going to go with. Give me J.C. Horn.
J.C. Horn. Okay, my guy was going to be Cesar Ruiz. Lineman for the Saints.
Yeah.
Well, he's a guard or a center. He came into the league as a center and now play guard. If you get me Cesar Ruiz with the Falcons' other four offensive linemen, Dolman, best offensive line in football.
I think that too. That's a good call.
All right, let's give two of the non-sports types. Do you have a passport, brother?
No.
That's okay.
I've never left the country.
We're going to get you a passport because, you know, shouts out to our guy Mike Bell who went all the way to Ireland to enjoy some great spirits in football. I want to know, where would you go to see a sporting event? You could go to anything that's out there. But first, we got to get you a passport.
Je voudrais travailler à Paris.
You going to the French Open?
Oui, oui, monsieur.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Je parle un peu.
Yeah, je étudie le français à la université.
Ah, et toi?
Yeah, j'étudie. For everybody said, that means I studied French. J'étudie le français. I studied French. Why I studied French? I have no idea.
Yeah, it's nowhere near as useful as Spanish, but I took it for 12 years in school, and I've retained a lot of it. Yeah. So either I want to go to Canada, I want to go to France, Paris, just put that to good use.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can go right to Montreal and practice all the French you want. Yeah, je m'appelle Chris.
Yeah, je m'appelle Christophe Tortois. Yeah. We're ready to go.
Let's get out of here. All right, I got time for one more. What was my last one? Oh, speaking of these flights, ever flown Spirit?
Yes.
I flew my first Spirit flight last week, went home for my mom's birthday, to and from Baltimore for $75. Now I know why. I might do it again. I wanted your thoughts on Spirit.
Well, you know, we fly Delta Jets on this radio station.
But y'all got that big money.
Program.
You know, y'all got that big money.
No, you know, I think a lot of those modestly priced airlines, is it going to be as comfortable? No. Is there going to be as many amenities? No. Is there going to be better chance of the screaming babies on your flight? Yes.
Because you can get a whole family on there for like $100.
Right, but that's the thing. You are signing up for that. Yeah. So you need to keep some perspective. If you're taking a Frontier or a Spirit, it's going to be a different experience than if you're taking first class on a Delta jet.
Yeah.
And as long as you're okay with that, then you really do get...
You get what you paid for. Yeah.
But you do save a lot of money.
I was going to visit family. All I needed was like one pair of underwear and one pair of socks because I keep some stuff at my mom's, all my personal hygiene stuff. Even got a little wardrobe there for whatever the event is. I was like, I can do this. Don't need a carry-on. Just get me there and get me back. $75 round trip. I would do it again.
Yeah.
So, there we go.
It's the luck. No matter if you're flying on the best airline in the world, first class, there's always a chance that you get somebody awful sitting next to you. From the highest to the lowest end. All righty, great job on the producer six-pack. We'll get some true and false questions in coming up later in the program as well. When we get back, don't like this. E and I are going to break this down. I sent this to him early in the week, and I said, be ready to talk about this. The Atlanta Falcons, the level of disrespect for this team just... It's reaching nauseating levels, to be completely honest. I'll explain exactly what I'm talking about. We'll break it down next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.